סימן שינחס, דבורים המותורים והאסורים לטלטל בשבת. We'll be learning בעזרת השם, we'll start today the הלוכס of מוקצה. It's in the following סימנים, שינחס, שינטס, שינ-יוד, שינ-יוד א', שינ-יוד בייז. These are the הלוכס of הלכויס מוקצה and שבת. What you're not allowed to move, what you're allowed to move in שבת. And we'll see really that there's two reasons in the Rishonim that they bring down for the Isur Muktzeh. The Mishneh Berurah really has a Akdome, but I will give a short Akdome before the Mishneh Berurah. The Ravid brings down in Perek of Dal Minuch Shabbos Alocha Yud Gimel that it's also the Mipnei Chiyu Voitzoya Osru Betiltul. Masha Osru Shuhu Geder Lohitzoya a Gzeira that he will come to make a Isur Atzoya. The Rambam brings down a different reason, and he starts, "Umipnei manogu beYisur ze omru ma'imiziru nevuim, if the nevuim was mazir, shlo yiluchecha beShabbos ki yiluchecha bechol, lo yisichas haShabbos ki yisichas haChol, shenemar v'daber dovo, kal v'choymer shlo yiyeh tiltul beShabbos ki tiltul bechol, kedei shlo yiyeh kiyem haChol be'eino." ויובי להגביע ולתקן ולהניח פעילים מקהילים מפינו לפינו and to carry stones because you'll be bottled בבייסוי ויבקש דובר שיססק ונמצא שלא ישוב אס and then he brings more reasons מלאכת לאיסור he will come to do a מלוכה and more reasons that he will not be שויבס because he will not be ניקר that he's שויבס. And in the Gemara is mevur really two reasons, two takones, two times of takones. And the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chof Gimel, the Gemara says that the Gzeira was bezman Nechemye ben Chachilia. They were goyzer because people were not makbid on Shabbos. They made a Isur Muktzeh, and then they were Isur Kol Kelim Kimat, even Kelim Shemelachtam Leeter, most Kelim, and slowly they were matir. And the Gemara in Shabbos Daflamed by David HaMelech when he was nifter in Shabbos. And Shlomo asked if you're allowed to carry the mace agav kikor. We see also it was the Isur Muktzeh. So b'tzad echad is mashma that David and Shlomo were noig Isur Muktzeh. Tzad sheni is mashma that Nechemya was metaken it. Shchadur Harav answers that b'zman Nechemya was the Isur on all of the zachen, all of the kelim, klishim lachti l'Isur, chsor and kis, etc. B'zman Shlomo and David only things that were not roi at all. But different muktzes was a later takone. Before she really asked why the Rambam does bring down the reason from Gzeirah Mishumoytzoe, Loshana Gemorah and Shabbos, Mashman the Gemorah that muktzes mitzad oytzoe, the Gemorah and Shabbos, Kuf Chof Dalet, Otu Tiltul Avtzorich oytzoe, and they bring down a teret that if it's mitzad oytzoe, really had to be like Zman Nechemye, and all the Kalim would be also. Even klishim lachti leheter, if only some kelim are also, it's not mitzad oytzoy, it has to be a different reason. Another reason they say the Rama was mashmited, because in yontem there is no yisur oytzoy, lechura, why is the mokir for yisur muktzeh there? When they rise to the Rambam, even without a reason, shaloy letzorich, you're allowed to carry in yontem. Maybe the Rambam brought a reason that the shayich, even the gabi yontem, is mitzad sheyenire kechoil. We'll see later, Be'ez Hashem, the Shaila of Isur Muktzeh is more chomu from Evid Rabbanon or less chomu. And I will explain. A person has an option. He has to, someone is sick, he has to, Pekuach Nefesh, to be over on one of the two Isurim. Or to take out Moshusayochi to a Karmelis, a Melochet de Rabbanon, or to move Muktzeh. What is more chomu? Another shayla, what do we see is the Gemara in Beitzich of Dalet, Sofek Muktzeh is also, even if it's a Sofek Merabonot. Shechonor B'Zudal and Shin Chofei Sif, hey, and again the shayla is mitzad dobo sheyesh lematirim, b'mele, b'Sofek it's also, even that it's Muktzeh, even that it's Merabonot, or mitzad that it's Ikorim Midei Reis, that they were machmer, and it's a different reason. We'll see in a few minutes if it's mitzad dobo sheyesh lematirim, could be some muktzeh don't have a din of davar sheyesh lematirim. For example, if a person has a chair that has a muktzeh on it, and they take off the muktzeh, could be it's not a davar sheyesh lematirim, because what is the svar of davar sheyesh lematirim? Mashtachlenu beisur, techlenu beheta. Here it's shimushim. And shimushim, but we don't say davash yesh matirim because the shimush of today I would not have tomorrow. Or what if it's bottle beroyf, the chair that was bossis, got mixed up with different chairs. If it's mitzad davash yesh matirim is not bottle. If it's mitzad that there were machmir in the sfeikas, of a bottle beroyf would help. So that's the share. We'll see later all the protein of dinim mukta. We'll start to see the akdom of the Mishneh Berurah. Hine koidim shenevayrsim and ze agdim psicha ktano. I'll bring down a small akdom as the Mishneh Berurah. Hine isotut the mukta shegodru chazal and chazal asrit kosa va rambam perek chof dalet halochi yud gimel bezalashoyne from the rambam. Osru chachomim letaltel mukta dvorim beshabes. I'm sorry. Osru chachomim letaltel mikzas dvorim beshabes. Kederich shuoyse bechol. Then chazal asrit to carry some of the stuff like he does weekday. ובנאים אנוגו בישראל זה, אמרו מים יצירו נביאים וציבו שלא יהיה לוחך בשבס כלוחך בחול, ולא יסיחס השבס כסיחס החול, שנאמר ודבר דבר, קל וחוימה שלא יטלטל בשבס כטלטל בחול, כדי שלא יהיה כיום חול בעינו. ויובי להגביע ולסקן כלים מפינו לפינו מבית לבית ולהצניע אבוני וכיוצא, שער יובוטל ויושב בבייסי ויבקש מה שיסעסק בוי ונמצא שלו ישב אסי בי אולד ביזי רמבן קורא זאת הנובה בשוסה תוירו ובוטלו טעם שאמרו בתוירו למען ינוח ועוד כשיבקר ויתלת על כלים שמלאכתם לאיסו אפשר שיסעסק בוי מעט ויובוי לידי מלוך ועוד another reason he brings down that כשיבקר ויתלת על כלים שמלאכתם לאיסור אפשר שיססק במעט ויובל לידי מלוך ואוהב שמקצוס העם אינו בא ליומון יויס אלא בתלים כל היום they don't do nothing anyways התיילונים ויש וקרונה שכל ימיהם הם שייסים מלוך ואם הימותו להלך ולדבו ולתלת על כשר היומים נמצא שלו שובס שביסו הניקר לפיכוך שביסו בדברים אלו ישביסו השור בכל אדם everyone will have it ומבני דברים אלו נוגו באיסור הטלטול ואומרו שלא יטלטל אדם בשבס a person will not carry on שבס אלו כלים הצורך להם כמו שיסבר we'll see even בכלי היתר we'll see some כלים you're not allowed to move them without a reason עד כאן לשוינוי והרי בנושן הטעם שהוא גדר לא יצוע שימנטו לטלטל כל דובר יובר על די זה גם כן לא יצי בשוסי יוכל לשוסו רבי ודה Now the Mishneh Berurah brings down the Akdama. The Mikan Atzoy Simen Shin Yud Beis Nisbayer Arbo Chalokim Shel Mukze. We have four kinds of Mukze. Chelek Oecho, the first one, and this will see in Seif Aleph, Mukze Machmas Chisorin Kis. Chisorin Kis means a hefsed moment. The Hainu. Kelim Sheodom Makbid Alev Shelo Yivkoim Velo Yizkalkel. He has a Akpodet that will not get spoiled and ruined. He doesn't say that he will not move them. He doesn't say that he will not use them for different stuff. He just gives a akdoro shu makpid aleihem shelo yipogim veyizkalkel. Chelek sheni dovo she'eino kli velo yimachal odom velo yimachal beim kigoin. For example, avonim, stones, konim, bamboos, moes, money, ve'etzim, ve'koyrois, ve'ofor, sand, ve'choil, umeis, a dead person, ubalechaim, animals, that he can use it now. And these things will be called Mukze Machmas Gufoy, Mitzad Atzmoy. Gufoy means Mitzad himself. Chelek Shlishi, Klishi Melachti Leisu. A Kli, that like a pen. Chelek Revi, and this is the Seif Gimel. Chelek Revi, Klishim melachti leheter, but munach olav dvar mukze, a basis. Ve'afilu usra b'shabes, keivan sh'or olav ben ha'shmoshes. Migud yizkatzoy le ben ha'shmoshes, yizkatzoy le kule yemet. This one we'll see b'ez Hashem is called basis l'davar ha'osur. Here the Mishneh Berurah says him that is mashma evi kleheter that had hanem. One of the mukzes is called basis. See later the Pramegodim has a tzad that only if the other two mukzes were on the basis. Machmas Chisoron Kis or Machmas Gufay, but Mukze Machmas Meloch Klishim Lachti Leisu, because there's a heter later, so Gufay Mekoymoy, the Mele doesn't make the bosses at all also, even Stam. Here is a little bit Stimas Mishneh Berurah. Again, it's not Dvorim Brurim. V'yesh et shnei chalokim mukta. There's another two kinds of mukta. Echo dovol shehoyo ben hashmoshes mechubor mechusel tzeida. Mukta machmas isu. It needs the isu to get it. V'ze yizbar b'yuchis yontev. Sheini, it's another one, mukta machmas mitzvah. G'on atzi suke v'noyoyo, v'yizbar yimutza Hashem b'yuchis suke. וביר דינים אלו מכאן נוצאי סימן שניות בייס. כן, כוסף אביס יויסס. ולא כן, because of that. המעיין בסימונים אלו יובין כל דין איזה חלק מוקצו. So בעצם השם, we'll start today, and we'll see in our סעיף עם סעיף א' and סעיף בייס, we're handling מוקצו מחמס חיסורן כיס. These things, the גדורים exactly what is called מוקצו מחמס חיסורן כיס, and what is not, was not נסברר and the achrones manenu, the gather, what is yes and what is not, and we'll try a little bit maybe to give a gather and a hezber, what is klishe melachtili, muktzu machmas chesaron kis, and what is not. We'll start seif aleph. Kol hakelim nitolim b'shabbos, all of the kelim you're allowed to move in Shabbos. Chutz mi muktzu machmas chesaron kis. So Mishneh Berurah explains, kol hakelim, all of them, v'toloima. Afilu klishe melachtili isu. Aber jetzt nicht an Alkoholpon, zur Gufa im Ekoim, geht alle Kamon. Chutz, mit Mukze, Machmas, Chisorin, Kis. And that is, Shulchan Aruch says, Kegoin, Sakin, Shel Shchite, Oy, Shel Smile, Ve Izmen, Shel Saporim, Ve Sakin, Shel Soifrim, Shemitakim, Bakulmus, Keimu, Shemakpidim, Shel Oilasois, Behem Tash, Mish Acher, Osu, Letato, Le Bishabes, Afilu, Letzor, Mekoim, Oy, Letzor, Gufa. So, Kol, Akelim, Nitolim, מלאכת לי איסור את פי ליצור גוף המקוימי, חוץ המוקס המחפו לצור אין כיס, that is not ניתל אפילו לצור מקוימי לצור גופי. This is the לושן השולחן אורך. שבור explains, what is חיסור אין כיס? רוצה לימר שמחמס חשש הפסד ומקביד עליהם של טלטלום ומקצו איסו מדי. Here it's משמע that he's מקביד on it, because the חשיבוס, and he's מקצו את מדי איתוי. So as I'm going to want to say, and if it's a klish shemuktzah chesaron kis, but it belongs to hefker, it's not a muktzah because no one has makts it. No one is there not to give permission to move it. Shein esvor in the Mishnah Halacha. Shein esvor in the Mishnah Halacha. Mishnah Berurah says shemakpid shelo letaltalom not to move it, umakts oisam midayt. Losh na shulchan aruch ubi miyad shemakpidim shelo ilatzes b'em tash mishachar. ועשיתם משלבו. הכל מוספו עד נשאר דבורים שמקדיל להם שלא להשתמש בו הם תש משאחר. להגיד לא שנה שוכנו, כדי שלא יסקלקלו. כל מגיעו גדולו שמנסנו בעצה קוירו יש לסגן של רצונים אני ארחולוק שאוים אל אקסיבה כמו שקוס בו הפויסקים בכל כאי גבנה. So if he's מקפיד, not to do a different שימוש, it's מוקצה מחמס חסורן כיס. שבו הוא starts, הוא מקפיד שלא יטלטלום, then it's mukta in allah to move the tzor gufo yayim the tzor le gufo dobo le melocha acher shel heter in allah to. So here the question is, what is the main part? The main part is that he's not using it for a different tashmish, or the main part that he's not moving it. Shchanor says the iker shel ilas ben tashmish acher. The Mishneh Berurah sharatzion and simen shin yud sif kot yutes and sharatzion means down of his meir that it's not enough that he doesn't use it for different things. Has to be that he's meyached it for his makim. For example, person has a very expensive little pen, but he plays with it. He just doesn't use it for something else. It's not enough. Has to be that he put it in a specific place and doesn't move it. Mishneh Berurah here, Mishneh Berurah didn't mention a word from it. The Mishneh Berurah we have stiras and lashonis. Bir Alochim, he also brings the lashon that he doesn't move it. We have to know together. We have to know together. Some want to say that a little thing that has different tashmishim and is makpid not to mishtamesh or something else, for sure it's muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. It's a very big thing that it doesn't have different shimushim, but he's makpid not to move it because it will get spoiled. It's also muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. We have to see the gedorim, what is called and what is not called. For sure, makpid lishtamesh is mashman in Mishneh Berurah, it's muktzeh machmas chesaron kis. And we'll see later that Mishneh Berurah, if he doesn't move it at all, it's also Muktzeh Machmas Chesaron Kis. It's also Muktzeh Machmas Chesaron Kis. Letzalte le pirush is a sakin shesefrim osu letzalte le. And we'll see him in the Ramo weiter. I go ahead. Ve'afilu tchuvim benadon, these special knives, im shar sadikim, sakinim, osu letzalte le. Even if it's put together with more knives together, you're not allowed to move it in Shabbos. Ois pirush ois ha'asakin, like the Mishnah Berurah, shal seferim osu v'talter. The Hava Amina, I would think, oil v'utochus im shal sakinim lekopid alai. Komashon d'osu. Aval ha'nadon im ha'sakinim, if it's together with the knives, shori l'talter, lafshu gamken b'toichoi. No, that's the bosses l'isu v'la'etah. We'll see later if it's a chiv to menayar it off or not. Umuto l'nayar gamken is ha'sakin ha'zeh b'toichoi. אם הסכין הזה חושב יויסר מסכינים דה תירה, אז אוסר לטלטל, because it becomes bosses לדבר האוסר, it's more important. אין סוי סימן שיניות. והוא הדין לקורנוס של בסומי, שמקפידים לו שלא יסלח לך, שבו הוא אקספיינס, ואם הוא אינו מקפיד, לא יעבל את זה עם מוקצה מחלוס און כיס. It's totally in the person. והוא הדין כלי המיוחדים לסחוירו, הוא מקפיד עליהם, שמשבור אקספליינס, ספקות מזיין, שלא להשתמש בהם כדי שלא יסקלקלו, אבל אם אינו מקפיד עליהם, אף שהוא מייחד בהם לסחוירו, הוא נסון להם באויצר, גם כן שורי לטלטלו. סעיף בייס, כל כלי, אפילו גודל וכובד הרבה, לנסבט לשם כלי ממנו, לא מפני גודלו ולא מפני כובדו. וכובד הרבה, והוא הדין אבן גדולו וכוירו גדולו, אם יש תרס כלי עליהם, דהיינו שמייחדים לתשמיש, שורי לטלטלם, you're allowed to move them. ובכלי מוטר אפילו אין הרוגל לטלטלם מסחול, במקום מקום להאמרים למני כבדוסו וקרבי עליהם מוקים ומקטריס ומדייתם לטלטלו. ונירדים ביסחול הוא זוהיר להניע ממקרים כדי שלא תיפוסו ותסקלקל ומילו בכלל מוקצה מחסון כיס ואוסר לטלטל. This is the הלוך of מוקצה מחסון כיס. So we'll try a little bit to be מבייר the דבור. And shal kelim that you're not miyachet at the mokrim, but you might be not to use it for different stuff. It's klishim muktzah machmas chesaron kis. The poskim have a shaila. What would it be if it's no klishim alachti liisu? It's a bottle of wine, a very expensive bottle from silver. He doesn't move it. He puts it in his break front, and he's makpid not to move it, not because it'll get spoiled and break. It's very expensive. He doesn't want to use it for nothing. When he needs very much, he will use it sometimes to serve with it. But normally he never moves it away from there. Never. So it's Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis. Some Achronim say no. Only all of this list that are made le'isu, and isu you can't do in Shabbos, and Shal Tashmishim it's Muktzah. But something that doesn't have a Tashmish isu doesn't become Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis. And some say no. It's also Muktzah Machmas Chesaron Kis. V'arayah from Kli Schoiro, that he doesn't move at all. If he's meyached it completely and he never uses it for different things, it's mukta machmas chesaron kis. But for sure, lo yitzui has a very expensive bottle of wine, but he uses it to drink. Chutz from that, he doesn't use it for different things, then it's not considered at all mukta machmas chesaron kis. The achronim have a machlekes. What would it be if a person has a picture on the wall? So if he's makpid not to move it, not to take it off at all, because he doesn't want to get scratched, and his mamish miyachad amokim, for sure it's legal from this kelim. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's muktzah machmas chesaron kis. What if he's not? If he takes it off, he's not so makpid. So the metzias now he was miyachad and kaveh for it amokim. Chazanish holds it's muktzah machmas chesaron kis, and you're not allowed to move it. And shom poiskim acholik. But I saw the Orach Shabbos and Mesupik, if it stays on the wall and it moves a little bit slanty, and he wants to fix it, maybe for that move it's not miyuchad. He moves it in the place. Or not, is mesupik if you're allowed to move it or not. Now, we know that klei schoiro are muktzah machmas chesaron kis, but it's only klei schoiro. Klei achila, oichel, I'm sorry, food, even if it's metzah schoiro, we say a person is not makzit, if he needs it for himself, he's allowed to. And klei schoiro is a machlekes achroini, what would it be if he needs it for himself for good? Dehaino, normally he doesn't use them. Now a knife broke, and he wants to take a knife from there. Chazanish asers, and some achronim are matter it. Because for using it for himself, again, he's not makzit. For a shimush, he's makzit. You have to know, yesh li yistapik. A piece of paper, the Mishnah Berurah put down, that is muktzah machmas chesaron kis. Even the truth is that paper is not so expensive. But even so, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explained, people don't use it for something else. If you have a sheet of paper that you want to write, you don't put on that stuff, you spoil it, it'll get dirty, get spoiled. Later, Rosh Mazam wanted to say maybe one paper people are not makpidan so much. Only a bunch of papers people are makpidan. But again, even if it's not so expensive, but if you makpidan it, not to use it for different shimushim, it's muktzah machmas chesaron kis. A notebook, It's a machlekes. If you have an empty notebook, it has the same problem that you're not allowed to move it. It's a mukzah machmas chasson kis. It's a mukzah machmas chasson kis, a notebook. What would be if it's half written and half not written? Maybe I'll read down a little bit from Ochi Shabbos. Perek Yutes. Mi haroim et leksiva v'odomaktilov shere ishtamash b'elem ha-torazu v'zoir, and he makpid, and he's very careful shere yislach lech v'le yiskamet b'chlal mukzah machmas chasson kis. You're not allowed to move it. Even though it's not so expensive. And here he brings down paper that the people are not marked in it. And he uses it sometimes, for example, to put it on a chair when he wants to stand. Could be it's not mukta machmas chasson kis. A tape recorder. MP. 3, 5, 6. If a person is marked in it very much to put it every time, very confident, it's mukta machmas chasson kis. But if you use it to put on papers to hold them and different things, so then it's not muktzamach mason kis. I saw a Visa card, credit card. Some people can say it's muktzamach mason kis, but if people make it with lines and they use it for different things, for sure it's not muktzamach mason kis. A notebook, it's muktzamach mason kis. If you start to write inside, if the paper that I write are more important for him than the rest, it's not mukta, and lekatchile zakdush mir Shabbos not to touch the other pages. If the ones that are written are not important at all, the whole thing is mukta. If it's half, it's a machlekes. Esroigim that are made for sale over Shabbos before Sukkot, they're mukta machmas chasson kis because the guy is oimed. Use it only for selling. Klei Pesach during the year, some places can say it's mukta machmas chasson kis because you don't use it in some things, and some achronim acholik in it. It's a big shaila if it's called kelim oimdim azevi kelim oimdim l'schoiro. If you buy the keli and you decide to return it so you don't use it anymore, it's called mukta machmas chasson kis. If you're selling svarim and now you want to use one of them in Shabbos, if normally you're not makpid that people will look inside of this form that you're going to sell, you're not scared that it will look used, it's not mukta machmas chasson kis. But if you're makpid, it's mukta machmas chasson kis. Saying, for sure, if you have important kelim and you're makpid not to move it because you're scared that it will get spoiled when you move it, it's mukta machmas chasson kis. But you're allowed to open it, you're allowed to put things inside, and it's not considered using mukta because it's made for that. Because it's made for that. For sure, it's more poetim in keli, mukta machmas chasson kis. So it's hard zachen and armis geres. We can't be marich in this more. But it's Hashem, learning the hilchis mukta, hopefully will come to more poetim, lemaisa and the alochas in mukta.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com